5 years ago, a Sonoran home brewer struck up a friendship with an established Arizona brewer, which helped him get his business off the ground. Now, that informal partnership has grown into a serious cross-border collaboration, helping both businesses grow. From KJZZ's Fronteras desk in Hermosillo, Mexico, Murphy Woodhouse reports on this unique Arizona-Sonora venture.
In the cramped but functional second story of Hermosillo's Bukibichi Brewing, a large red paddle turns a steaming, savory mash. In a few weeks, it will be a fresh batch of one of the Hermosillo operation's signature brews, Sahuaripa IPA.
Es una cerveza con una complejidad de maltas y lúpulos que le da un sabor muy interesante.
Damian Erro, Bukibichi's brewmaster, does his best to keep his sweat at bay in front of the heating mixture. He says the unique blend of malts and hops give it a compelling taste, one that has earned the up-and-coming business regional recognition. There's a vibrant homebrew scene in Hermosillo, but many enthusiasts are operating at the margins of the law when they sell their suds. Bukibichi is essentially alone in operating its own brewery and taproom in full legal compliance. Because local microbrew expertise was limited, founder Luis Osuna said the advice Bukibichi got early on from Tucson's Borderlands Brewery proved a big help.
Us meeting with Borderlands really speaks a lot about the great sense of community that it is among brewers. Because it was just me going there to have a beer at the tap room, and just the bartender put me in touch with Mike.
The Mike is Borderlands president Mike Malazzi. He says early emails and meetings covered the basics of getting a brewery off the ground.
How to work a relationship with your grain vendor, for example. You know, where to find the best equipment. How do you secure loans, investor relations? I mean, the thing about opening a new brewery is that there's so many facets to it.
But there were also some challenges unique to Sonora. For example, the necessary manufacturing license used to cost $40,000, a sum that could break a new craft operation. Osuna says some good, old-fashioned lobbying helped change Sonoran state law to bring that price down for him and fellow microbreweries.
And then we went through the regular process of getting a municipal permit, which was probably more painful and took longer than actually changing the law.
Back at the tap room on a recent July weekend, Gabriel Retes and his wife, Mary Molina, are out celebrating her birthday. Retes has been a regular since the brewery opened 2 years ago and called its offerings the best in town.
Here in Hermosillo and Sonora and Baja California, everybody knows artisanal beers. And every day it gets more popular.
And that's what Malazzi and Osuna are banking on. This fall, the two businesses are rolling out a co-branded beer, which will be known as Lucero North of the Border and as Spring Breaker to the South. There's a punny term for that sort of project, a collab brew. With major expansions planned, both Bukibichi and Borderlands are eyeing their respective neighbor countries as promising markets for increased output.
But the plan here is to have a constant flow of beer coming from Borderlands to Mexico.
On the other side of the line, Borderlands has been inviting Bukibichi to Arizona craft beer competitions to help them get their name out and often has their beer on tap.
Luis and I both see that crossing the international border is actually the most logical place to expand territory because there's a built-in market for it. It doesn't require as much shipping as it does to get to Albuquerque or San Diego or LA or Las Vegas.
With trade tensions rising along the U.S.-Mexico border and around the world, Malazzi says that cross-border beer can also serve as a refreshing trade ambassador. Murphy Woodhouse, KJZZ News, Hermosillo, Mexico.